when I gain entrance into your heart.
You gain entrance into heaven, and your heaven can be on earth. Everything can truly be on earth as it is in heaven, when the time of separation is over and the time of unification is at hand. Unification with me, and unification with all others, and with every living thing. This is what I have come to tell you once more through the messengers of today. You will know them as my messengers because they will all be bringing the same message. We are all one. This is the only message that matters. It is the only message there is. Everything else in life is a reflection of this message. Everything else sends it. The fact that you have so far failed to receive it, you have heard it often, but you have failed to receive it, is what has caused every misery, every sorrow, every conflict, every heartache in your experience. It has caused every murder, every war, every rape and robbery, every assault and attack, mental, verbal, and physical. It has caused every illness and dis-ease and every encounter with what you call death. The idea that we are not one is an illusion. Most people believe in God. They just don't believe in a God who believes in them. God does believe in them, and God loves them more than most of them know. The idea that God turned stone silent and stopped talking to the human race a long time ago is false. The idea that God is angry with the human race and kicked it out of paradise is false. The idea that God has set himself up as judge and jury and will be deciding whether members of the human race go to heaven or hell is false. God loves every human being who ever lived, lives now, or ever will live. God's desire is for every soul to return to God, and God cannot fail in having this desire fulfilled. God is separate from nothing, and nothing is separate from God. There is nothing that God needs because God is everything there is. This is the good news. Everything else is an illusion. The human race has been living with illusions for a long time. This is not because the human race is stupid, but because the human race is very smart. Humans have understood intuitively that illusions have a purpose, and a very important one. Most humans have simply forgotten that they know this. And they have forgotten that their forgetting is itself part of what they have forgotten, and therefore part of the illusion. Now it is time for humans to remember. You are one of those who will lead the vanguard in this process. There is nothing surprising in this, given what has been going on in your life. You have come to this book to remember the illusions of humans so that you may never again be caught up in them, but achieve communion with God once more in the living of your life through the awareness of ultimate reality. It is perfect that you have done so, and it is obviously not happenstance. You have come here so that you may know experientially that God resides within you, that you may have, whenever you wish, a meeting with the Creator. The Creator may be experienced and found within you and all around you, but you must look past the illusions of humans. You must ignore them. Here are the 10 illusions. Get to know them well so that you will recognize them when you encounter them. 1.